Shir Aleph, Rosh HaYeshiva, Yud Aleph Kislev, Yud Aleph Kislev, Hei Tav Shemim Hei, December 5th, 1984, on Wednesday.
First, we'll go over the Mishnah, the Rambam, you know, right then the Rash and the Rosh and the Rambam. First, the Rambam. Shemish Yad is in place. Four levels, six levels in place. Blue is my image, blue is blue, my image. So the lowest level of employees is made a boy. What is made a boy? A boy means a pit in which you have water. Now let's see the Rav. She smiles in employees, you can be shall keep you smiling. The mikvois here is used in a very broad sense. Usually in the same mikveh, we mean themselves, but here, mikvois means any reservoir of water, whether it's a kosher mikveh or not a kosher mikveh, whether it has himself, it doesn't have himself. It's parashut himself. There are different shot, whether it has reference to a reservoir that has my hidden shooting or in shooting, that was. But mikvois here in this mission is used in a broad sense, in the sense of a reservoir of water in the car. We came in shooting smiling even. She smiles for a half ten day on the car. They got it, a pit. In which water was accumulated. I'm crossing the mayim she'inam shuvim. The hipoches me avoyim so shehu shio mik. Now what's the pshat in the Rav? When he says me gabim chvira shebikarka, I'm crossing the mayim she'inam shuvim. The hipoches me avoyim so. So, the way the summaries came and assumed is that according to the Rav, this bit of the Mishneh applies only to the gabins in which the water are image. But if the gabin is shubin, then the bit of the Mishneh doesn't. And that's very strange. That's very strange. First of all, the Rambam in the Mishnah also says Inan Shubin. And then the Rambam in the Chazoko says Bein Shubin, then Inan Shubin. But there are three cases. And then there is a Roshan in the Rambam of the Mishnah itself that this Inan Mishnah applies even to Inan Shubin. Inan Shubin. Now the question is this. If the Pshat in the Rav is of the common Jewish Mishnah, that this din of the Mishnah of Shosotomi, the Shosotoya of Tomi, applies only to a case of Migabra Inam Shubin. And the case of Shubin, it doesn't apply. It doesn't apply. So the question is, what is the din? In the case of Shubin, Shosotomi, the Shosotoya. What's the din? So why doesn't the Mishnah discuss that? So if the din is different, so the Mishnah should mention another level instead of Shish Miles in the Kuwaits. So the Mishnah should mention Shiva Miles in the Kuwaits. I think that the Pshat in the Rambam Noah and in the Rambam Teresha Mishnah, only thing is the Roshan of the Rambam Teresha Mishnah in our text doesn't indicate that way. But Kapach's text is more accurate in general. As far as the Rambam Pirush HaMishnah is concerned, I suggest that you should always use Kapach's translation, especially in Kuwaits, because the regular translation of the Kuwaits has many mistakes. Many you will see in it. So many mistakes. So I think that the Pshat in the Rambam Noah and in the Rambam, in the Rambam, Pirush HaMishneh, when we say Even Shuvim, is not Even Shuvim, but in case of Shuvim, so then the din is different. No. The Rambam Yer HaZokah says Bein Shuvim, Bein Chein Shuvim. But the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh and the Rambam Bavim Moreh want to tell us that this din of the Mishneh applies even to the case of Even Shuvim. Because the Gulis Aliyah, there's another Sefer that is a remarkable Sefer. Gulis Aliyah. Gulis Aliyah. So he always has that Sefer. And I haven't seen that Sefer for many years. For many years. So whatever I mention in the name of Gulis Aliyah is on the basis of memory sometimes, you know. I might make a mistake. So if I'm not sure, I will say I'm not sure. But it's a remarkable Sefer for us. It's a remarkable Sefer Mikvos. The cover of Gulis Aliyos, I think, was a Talmud of the Rav Shulchan Aruch. I think so. It's a remarkable Sefer. It's a remarkable Sefer, the Gulis Aliyos. The Gulis Aliyos says, now there is Aloha Lashon. Now these are basic principles in Mikvos. You can't even learn the first mission in Mikvos without knowing these basic questions. What's aloha shocking? In other words, that if you have mind made, you can retire the tune of the mind. By connecting, by bringing the heretofore mind made in contact with the main tune. In contact with the main tune. In other words, let's say you have mind made and you want to retire that. So you spill that near the shore of the mikveh, so that then the heretofore mind may touch the main mikveh, then the heretofore mind may become tefillah. It's like tefillah, but it's like tefillah for mind. And although a mikveh can become tefillah by immersing himself in the mikveh, so you can be material mind may in the mikveh. How you material? Of course, if you pour in, that is of course necessary, but you don't necessarily have to pour in. You can just fill it near the mikveh, near the shore of the mikveh, so that there will be contact between the main mikveh and the heretofore mind plane. So then the tumah of the heretofore mind plane becomes fucked. That's a loche of Hashem. That's a loche of Hashem. That's the basic Yahweh. Now, then there is another. So, what are Hashem by definition? Hashem means bringing here the former brain in contact with main mikveh, so then the two is spoken. Now, mikveh can be entire, Odom can be entire. In order to be entire, in order that the mikveh should be capable of being entire odom, with the raisa, it requires memsof. But if it has less than memsof, it cannot be entire. How about kelim? So with the raisa, the mikveh doesn't require memsof to be capable to be entire kelim. With the raisa, if the mikveh has one of the least mind, it can be entire kelim, of course. You can't physically immerse a big kale, let's say a big top, that became Tomei in a mikveh of the leaves, because it will not be immersed in the water. But let's say if you have a small kale, you have a needle, machtins, clearings, that could very well be completely submerged in a leaves. So in the right say you could be machtin, a needle that became Tomei, by immersing it in a mikveh of levitz, but with a rabbono who require mensa. So the Gulas Aliyos mentions in the Kriyas. The Gulas Aliyos says that neither I say you can affect a shoke, a mind made, by bringing the heretofore mind made in contact with the mikveh of Rebis. But since the Chachamim of Mitzakeh, that a mikveh less than mitzvah cannot be entire anything, not even a small keleh like a needle, so mele it cannot affect a shot either. But on a geraisa level, it can affect a shot. So mele, according to the Buddhist Aliyas, so one can get a shocking and hear the four-mind male by bringing it in contact with the mixture of the bees. Some male, suppose you have in the garden mind change, some rising to the halation mixture, and you can get a shocking. So how can we say Shosotomi, Shosotoye on his stomach? Why? Because the tippet that came into the mouth and came out from the mouth remained tummy. But it came into the mouth, so in the mouth of the tummy it became tummy. Then it came out into the gaba again, so it was in contact with a release. The gaba has at least years. What kind of gaba is it? It doesn't tell you what it is. So it doesn't have them so, but it has a release. So it became toya. Then when the toya drinks from that water, why should he come to it? He's not chasing. Only if somebody chases the beast mind brain, he becomes stomach. But if he chases mind tail, the beast mind tail, he doesn't become stomach. The answer is, but with the Rabbon, a less than Memso does not have a halation in tray. So it cannot affect a shocking. So it's because of the Rabbon. So mele, one could argue, in the case of the Gabo, that has mind chilling shooting and it has a release. So the Aise, it can be tired nailing the mach. The mach means nailers. So the Chachamim will be sakei that it should not be capable of being tired smoking. But maybe Hashokei can affect. So the Chiddush is that the same the Rabbono that implied that less than Memso cannot be entire killing, small killing, also implied that it cannot affect a shot. So it's the finish. Could argue that way. So when the Rambam the Nora says, may Gabi Mukhirish and Mikhail come from Nosim Gomayim, Shemim, Shuli, the Epochas Ma'abonim so she will show Mikhe. Because if it has a home so then it's Mikhe Mamesh. So Shosotome and Shosotoye is not Tome. Mirei Bechui Tome. The Mirei Bechui Toye is not Tome. And not for my name. And the Shosotoye is not Tome. Because the moment the mind brain of the tippet of the mouth of the kele, the tongue of the tippet, falls back into the gabe, so mele it becomes toya to ashoke. But if it's less than them, so then there is no ashoke. Either because the aloha is not like the Buddha's aliyahs, because even on the isolate, so a mikre of a release is only capable of being the entire kele. But inasmuch as it's not capable of being an entire order, so it's not capable of the Reisler to affect a shocking either. Or, as the Gulus Aliyah says, if the Gulus Aliyah is right, it's pretty foolish. Because with the Rabbonim, it cannot affect a shocking. So that's the Chiddush. Masha'in came. So this is what the Rabbonim. Even if it's an injury, needless to mention in the case where it should be, so it doesn't have a halachic injury altogether, so it wouldn't affect a shocking. So the mele, shosotomi, shosotoya is tome. And mele, bechli tome, mele, bechli toya is tome. Not for my name. And then shosotoya, or mele, bechli toya. On the Kutoya, so he is stomach, if it should. But it may not should. So you could argue that Shasa Tome and Shasa Toya should be Toya, because the Tome is Reich that comes into the Gabo should become Toya to Ashoke. So Kamashdor, in as much as he doesn't have Memso, so there is no Ashoke. So mainly the Tikkun that falls back into the Gabo and remains them, whether the Raisa not like the Bulas Aliyas, or the Rabbonim like Bulas Aliyas. So what the Rab, the Avinore, means, mind change shooting, he means not only in the case of mind shooting, but even in the case of mind change. Now let's see the Rosh Hashanah. So in other words, the washing of the compound here cannot be understood the way I explain the Rambam. I explain the Rambam as mind changing, that it means in mind changing, but it means not only mind changing, but it applies also in danger. We don't say Ashok even in Asia, but needless to mention, by showing, so certainly the thing applies. But the Rosh Hashanah here, the Yushu Yu Hamayim Kupotzin, Nochim Sheikhtim Biloishi Yushu. So Mashma, it implies that this thing of the Mishnah of Shosot Tome, the Shosot Toye, is Tome, applies only to a case of image. And in the case of shooting, it doesn't apply. So what's the indication of shooting? That he doesn't say it. But that's how it. But let's see the washing of the Rambam Torah Mishnah in Kabbalah translation. You should always say Kabbalah translation. I just couldn't go through the Rambam Torah Mishnah in the Rambam. I don't know why that is close. But in the place there seem to be many mistakes. I don't know why. I can't understand. Now let's see the Rosh Hashanah. Omar, ki mikve samayim ushish mayos. Kol mikve mehen yesh lo mayro shol taro. Vehim kol achas taro so le mayro nashio. Asho limato mena. Vehichi lahaski ha mayro hanucho. Shebikulo. Ki tein shol yumayim lechonosim. Vinochim vikilem. So whereas in the regular translation he says, which implies that this din of the Mishnah applies only to Eidon Shul, but not in the case of Shulim. So here he says, this certainly can be interpreted in the sentence, even if Loyoshul. Needless to mention, you were Shulim. So of course, Shosotome is Shosotoya is fine. Because how could be Toya? There was no Ashok. But in the case of Eidon Shul, was no one saw. You could argue, no. After all, if it be smiling, has a Chalisha Mikhan, the Raisa, the Tabitula Sailing, so he should have Die Chalische Mikro, wie gab ja schon in 30 Ende, aber ich glaube, der Teil, so kommt auch schon. Fast, der Teil. Okay. Gabi, wo ich meine, Gabi, die Scheibe, Schosser Tommy, die Schosser Toya Tommy, die Schosser Tommy, sondern meine Tommy Krivo, war kein Schosser Tommy, hat Toya, nicht nur hat Toya, weil. If you should say, according to the Rambam now, and according to the Rash, and according to the Rosh, so when the Tomei drinks from the Gabbah, whether he drinks by bending down his mouth and drinking directly from the Gabbah, or by filling up with water, with his hand, then puts it in the mouth. But there is contact between the Tomei and the Mayim de Gabo. So the Mayim de Gabo in their totality are not the Gabo. Why? Because the Chubra cannot be the Gabo. Even if there is the subjective element of what? So according to the Rav, that's why there is a stealing of the Rav. So far, the sheet of the Rav appears to be like the sheet of the Rash and the Rosh, that Mayim Chuborim cannot be coupled, even if it's coupled with Rosh. So then the question arises, why does Mishnah say Shosu Tomei, Shosu Toya Tomei? After all, when the Tomei drank from the Gabo, so he came in contact with the Mayim, but the Mayim did not contaminate it. It's Mayim Chuborim. So then when the Toya drinks from the same water, why should it come to him? Why should it come to him? So he explained this all. If you should not for a tipon in peep show, normally we say halal. The shemo shoso iso ha toya. The mitra. The ashir se mashki. May pencil as a tumor. The yuhu in itchaz dobo. She goes to baby a. Vinyay kidinise pelikamed di Shabbos. That was Vinyay when the Chachman Zikin di Shama and Zikin di Sila, so as Geta together in the Aliyas Chatski of Ngoren, and there it was Rabu di Shama or di Sila, and they elected 18 Zeres. 18 Zeres. So that's one of the 18 Zeres that they enacted in the Leo of Chesky of the God. Chesky of the God. Alright, it's nothing wrong. Anyway. So the Rav explains it on the basis of the fact, even though the Mayim de Gabo in total did not become contaminated. Why not? Because Mechuber is incapable of being Kabutune. Even when the contact is coupled with the subjective element of Watson, but when he drank from the water, so let's say X number of drops of water were detached from the Gabo and placed in the mouth of the person. From the Rav it appears that he drank by bending down the mouth and drinking directly in the mouth. It doesn't make any difference whether he drinks it that way or fills up his hand with water and then he drinks. What difference? Anyway. So, X number of drops of water were detached from the Gabo and placed in the mouth. Placed in the mouth of the tongue. So they were nisresh. So it was mechugarani. So they were in contact with the tongue's mouth. So these X number of drops, we call people. In the collective sense, people doesn't mean just one single drop. It can be 10 drops, it can be 100 drops, it can be 1,000 drops, it can be a million drops too, I mean. So that's the people. The X number of drops that were detached by the Thomas mouth from the gap. So they begin told. And these detach X number of drops. The king contaminated. then when you finish drinking, so you spread out the two drops into the double. Now, these became talking in the Torah thing. So the melee, the tumor remained even after they fell into the gabbai. Even after they fell into the gabbai. Now, all of this killing, you know, the Mishnachimi. Now, the Mishnachimi is a remarkable finish. It's very hard to go through Mishnais and Kuris without Mishnachimi. I don't mean that you have to accept every word in Mishnah as simple. They had been words offered by a Rishon. As great as he was not a Rishon. But it's a remarkable text in order to understand the Rishon in the words. I don't know how it would be possible, at least for me, and I'm talking only for myself, to go through the words without Mishnah. But it would be 10 times more difficult. So the Mishnachim and the other music theory, there is another theory which is very good. And that Shlomo is also very good. But the story is also very good, but the story is like the yam. It's like a yam. Sometimes, you know, when you swim in the yam, you know, and if you don't know how to swim, you can get lost in the atmosphere. That's the problem with the crisis. But Mishnachayne and Lashoyne is not young, you know. It's not so much, it's not young. So the Mishnachayne and Lashoyne and others, the Vasisoyer, they also ask the Kashe. In other words, why does the Rav say, Shenoko Tipon Christo Tommy Sehagato, Vishemo Shoso Isa Hatoya, Vinito. Maybe the Toya drank that way, the same X number of drops. Because the Gabo, it's less than so, but it's still big. So it probably has less than so. It has thousands and thousands of drops. And so why does he have to drink that way, those X number of drops? That became contaminated, but maybe he did drink that in the same drops, and these drops became contaminated. So when he drinks the same drops from the toya, drinks the same drops, he becomes vomit because of the aloha of Shise Mashkin. Maybe even though a lot of them cannot become tumor from Mashkin. Another one can only be Kabotume from Rabatum, and these drops that became contaminated are only a Rishit. But there is one example of the Chesdomo that if somebody shakes a Mashkin Tmei, he becomes a Shemeli Tumme. He becomes a Shemeli Tumme. So maybe there is a possibility that the Toya drank. When he drank from the Gabo, he drank that kit, the same X number of drops that the King contaminated. But the question that is raised by all these healing, assuming that the Toya drank the same drops that the King contaminated, but once these drops that the King contaminated in the mouth of the Tomek, so fell again to the Gabo, so it should be brought to the wall. It should be brought to the wall. That's the Kashi of the case. It should be brought to the wall. So the answer is Rashi in Hitman Batman, Galagon Bey. Galagon Bey says, there is no Bidu Bukho. Why? It's another Kashi, but that's not how it works. Rashi says it. So for the time being, we can trust Rashi.
Thank you.
17 blind Rashi. The whole Mamshi in Kemo, Ki Mechuba Achshiva Beloi Bafo. There is no difficulty. So we need to inspect the Kasha Beis by all the portion of the Mishnayas. How can the Rav and the Rashi and the Rosh say that Shosot Tomei, the Shosot Toyer is Tomei, Milvichui Tomei, the Milvichui Toyer is Tomei. Why? Because when it was Shosot Tomei, so then external drops became detached from the Kabbal and became Mishrash, and then they became contaminated by the contact with the Tomei, or by the contact with the Kli Tomei. With the clitum, and then when the toyer drinks, or is mouth the clitoyer, so maybe he drinks the same next number of drops, but the same next number of drops in the toyer. Mahmas people, when they fell again into the gabbal, the answer is there is no people. There is no people. So the specific drops. The original drops and became contaminated, remained contaminated. Now. So in Mele, the Shema Shosu is a very deep flash, it must be 10 pixels, a form of the first of all, she was in the end, the least good time of the sharp pixels. The other got the pixels up from the early pixels of the end, the form of the Shema Shosu is a very deep flash, So in other words, we are hitching less that same people. The people might have consisted of 10 people, 100 people. That same people that became contaminated was put in his mouth of the toilet. And then there were other tippers. Together, there was everything. So the other two tippers that were here to pour toyer, by virtue of their contact with this specific people, also became contaminated. So in effect, he was bringing to a piece of mind plane, so it becomes a shaming tippum. These are people with Salko, Hashoka, Migabo. The minor kishayim they are going so. So even in the case of Adam Shul, needless to mention the case of Shiobi, I mean, the way I explain it, when he says Adam Shul, it means even Adam Shul, not dark Adam Shul. The minor kishayim they are going so, they tell me the same thing. But when he has a tome, we are governed with Tamma Jesus issue, the Ochel Isel Isel. In a mind shaking up the lacha she shows of the atom, the hashino lays his tip off in the tabishes. The mitmo hafri shakin mitami in dias mashkin ne. Dias mashkin ne. Again, mit der Reise. So, the kele could not be in kabutume. Va me mashkin. Because the kele, or a mother, could only be in kabutume. Coming out, and the mashke is a dish. It's not coming out, but again, it's one of the chesdom that mashke may can be tamayke. Can be tamayke. Mitat, mishat, and tamayke mashke. Now, show some tome. So, what the problem is in the guy? He has the tippet mego. We know how tika shot from. So, in the diach tome. Now what does it mean in Diyach? The Rav says in Diyach is a kikapu. The Rav of the Chazoka says in Diyach is a light. And we understand this why the Rambam of the Chazoka says in Diyach is a light. Because why should a person be interested in rinsing a loaf of bread and water? I mean, it will spoil the loaf of bread. I mean, it will not be attractive to customers once it is immersed in water. But still, so that's the reason as to why the Rambam explained the Rosh HaMishnah idea, not idea, the kikar. Idea is a lie, but the Rambam Tanora says, "Nitiach is a kikar." Why should any person be interested in rinsing the loaf of bread? The answer is, suppose that the loaf of bread fell on the mud part of the garment. Abba has a marshy, muddy part too. So he wanted to wash off the mud, you know, the dirt, some melee. So under the circumstances, he was forced to rinse the kikar. Well, be it what it is, whatever the reason is, he has a reason. So he deliberately decided to rinse the kikar in the water. In diach es hakikar tomei, in lo toi. Why? Mipnei she'ein le'gaboyin aruguin le'kabo tume achi nisrish. Achi nisrish. Hilkachin le'diach toi. Le'diach toi. ואפילו כשהביע הכיכר, מלוך שבומיים שבוי לקבל תומה מן הטיפו, שנספק לו הטיפו במים מהתאיר, אבל כשהביע, הוך שבו ולוך שבו מים שביודו לקבל תומה מן הטיפו, ונספק לו בהם, עד הרבה, מי כאילו ביתים לסכים? Now, I'm sure that you're all thinking, I'm just confusing you, I'm comforting you. I as the kasher, I mean the kasher that is raised by all these kingdom of Mishnayos. Why do you say shosot tomei? The shosot tomei tomei. Why? Because when the tomei was shisei, so he detached certain drops of water from the gavur, and that became kodesh. And put on the mouth of the tomei, became tomei. Then maybe the toy, oh yeah, he should the toy that drank. Took into his mouth the same type of mayo, but the same type that here before was found, it should be toyo already, because it should be bottled before in the karka when it fell back into the cup. So I mentioned the rational argument that the chuba there is no reason, but the rab says that there is reason. So he says, since bako ha tipo, if it's not Mabia the kikar, so then the kikar is destroyed. Why? But we have to differentiate. Maybe that specific people came on the kikar, and that is Tomei. The answer is that original people that became Tomei will also become Tomei. So the question is, how do we change it? If it became bottle, so maybe even if it's here, so why do we say it's actually? So the tumi is right. What became bottle? It became toilet. How is the tumi? Chizal mie. So it's how to change it off there. Now, so then we have to say. So then we have to say that it did not become bottle. I mean, Sal did not become God. So it remained Tomei. So it remained via the Kikashi. So it's a marsha. So the answer is the thing of Hanam. The regular din bitul b'chol is not Shaykh. Why? Because in bitul b'chol, as Rashi says in Gittin Nakhim Chodesh, there is no bitul b'chol. But there is another din of bitul. It's not the regular din of bitul b'chol. In other words, once the tipo fell back into the dabo, then it lost its identity. It doesn't exist as a tipo anymore. Why? You are going to pinpoint that tipo and say it has an existence as a tipo. there are millions of people in the garden. And so then, once the tipo falls into the garden again, there is no tipo. There is no identity of the tipo. There is just a mess of water, that's all. A mess of water. There is no individual identity of the tipo. When it's detached, so then it has its own identity as a tipo. But when it falls back into the dapo, so then it merges with the water of the dapo, and it doesn't exist anymore. There is only the mess, the total mess of water. That's all. Total mess of water. That's what it means by bit. It doesn't mean the bit of the all, like bit of the soul, of how we pray. He means that while there is no people in Chuta, the regular, general thing of people, there isn't, because as Ashi says, even back in Dalai, there is no people there. But there is a special thing of people, because here, my Ashi Kapal do not exist as individual tipas. You cannot talk of individual tipas in my Ashi Kapal. Yeah, the totality of the mess of water. That old tipas, it doesn't exist, it doesn't have its identity as a tipo of water. She is patro a tipo di mai materia. Avoti she is patro a tipo di mai materia. The moment it was detached by the mouth of the stomach, so then it had a halishe mashke, and it had an identity as a tipo shomashke. But the moment it is thrown back into the gabo, it lost its identity as a tipo shomashke. And it's not a mashke anymore. You just said, mind should be out. But consisting of millions of tipas, there are no individual tipas. So Mela, he says, she's bad matik with my material. And even when the kitya falls into the water, and he picks up the kitya, and on the kitya there are 100 drops of water, so they still do not exist as tipas, unless there is a subjective element. When it's here, when he wants the tipas to be on the kitchen, otherwise he decided to rinse the kitchen. So he wants tipas to be detached from the dam. But if he's not interested in rinsing the kitchen, and he's just reluctantly, he picks up the kikyar with detached tipas. So these tipas still remain as part of the manchikar. They're not hosha. Their identity is not revived. When is the identity? Originally, when they were placed in the mouth of the tomei, they acquired an identity of their own as tipishal mashke. They acquired the halishem tipishal mashke. But the moment they were spread out into the gabor, so they lost their identity as tipishal mashke, and they became incorporated into the mess of water as mayim shebikarki. So even when the kikar fell into the water and they picked up the kikar with, let's say, 100 tipas under, and among the 100 tipas, there happens to be that tipe X, that is contaminated, but it cannot be considered a stone, because it does not have its identity as a tipe shamashi. So it cannot be considered from it. It's still part of the mess of work, even though it's removed from the gap, unless he deliberately wanted these tipas to moisten the kikya, to wash off the kikya. So then it requires shives, and the original tipas of mashke revives his animal. She is batla a tipa to my mate. Abot is in India. Shipu, 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 tipo mina tipo, till it is bottle man. First he said, he became bottle. why did it become Batul? Because it was part of the Mesopotamia. It didn't have its own identity. But if it's Diak, so then it's Achshi. And it acquires, it revives its identity as a Tibesh Omashke. So it's Chizal Mir. The Rebbe taught, uses the expression Chizal Mir. The Rash also uses the expression Chizal Mir. Ala Adarabe, Nitmeyu, the Timu Ezek, Yudhik Tsegamish. Over the third mission, because there is a certain difficulty in the Rambam of Noah, the third mission, the Rambam has the kasha. So, let's first go to the Rash. Now, the Rashi doesn't mention, should be mentioned, so as far as the Rashi is concerned, there is no doubt that it applies to Shulim and to Shulim. As long as there is no Nimshul, so there is no Asha. But I think, given in the Rambam Batinor and in the Rambam Perusha Mishneh, he doesn't mean that this thing of the Mishneh of Shoshatomi, Mishoshatoya Tomi, applies only to Nimshul, not to Shulim. So then the question arises, what's the halacha by shuli? He means even to shem shuli. Loi boy shuli. So of course there is no ashok in shuli. But even shuli, as a release, I can say to you there is ashok. Come on, shuli, there is no ashok. Whether it's a moron, it's a rice. Right. But the rash, no doubt. My own shame, I'll be sorry, وقتی رفت میپروشه زهو میشین و صدا با خیلیم وکیل میشه این بیمشت بیمویدی اختایه سب میپروشتن میبرمشین میپروی بیسه بیمیدی و بیمویدی اختامه و خوب کاری هم اختوان با که خطای میکوره this is there of the rush then the customers he always mentions the septae the whole text of the septae and then he starts explaining time of the septae omar ibn khayyam ma'am when we di akhtoye nation amayim shek gabo abunumi kabutume hachi yislish git biyom robo hakir mawatnei ma'am این دیختان این خوخش و همانیو شکیاده میتویو بیتیم و از حکیم که شیم نیمه به این شیدی همونشه این دیختان شمه اینه شرطی پس همانیو میگه از بکی که Now the question is how we should read it whether شرطی پس همانیو with the sego under the shin or with the shmo under the shin شتی پس همانیو but as far as the rash is concerned, you certainly have to read it with the set Sheti Pasamayim Sheti Pasamayim meaning the gals which Gabo Shenov Awezichri Yain, in other words what does Rav Shimon say? Rabot Rav Shimon say only the Biach but it's only the Biach so it becomes bad but we are always Rishish maybe among the tipes and the kitchen there was tipe X that is fame maybe there is tipe X that is fame the answer is it's going to be ah so even tipe X will not be the time of the kitchen on the contrary tipe X will be bottled in the other one because it's going to be ah so that means that it doesn't have its identity as a Tiboshino. The moment it fell into the Gabo, so then it became incorporated into the mass of war. It lost the Chalishimash. It doesn't exist as a Tibo anymore. And even after he picked up the Kikia with the Tipe X together with other Tipes on it, so it did not revive, it did not reacquire its identity. It's still considered as part of the Manjshri Karaka. So you ask, how can it be considered as part of the Manjshri Karaka when it's removed from the Karaka? So I'll ask you another question. Now suppose, you know, we have waves in the ocean. We have waves in the ocean. And the ocean constantly, you know, breaks the waves, you know. So the waves rise, and then the waves that rise, those drops around the waves, so are removed from the ocean. Still, Yonam Digger says that if you throw a needle into the ocean of the waves, so as it breaks, as it rises, let's say that's the wave that rises, and somebody will throw a needle that was coming, so the needle becomes soil. As if he had immersed it in the ocean, but it was removed from the ocean. The answer is, even when the waves break away, it's still part of the yam. Yeah. So here too, even though he removed the kikya from the gabo, and on the kikya you have certain tipes, but since he did not remove the tipes deliberately, he was not madia the kikya. So mele, those tipes are considered still as part of the manchita. But they just broke away like a wave that breaks away from the ocean. From the ocean. Some melee, it can't come to the kitchen. because it doesn't exist as a typical Lashon. So that Tikva X, even if Rabbi Shmaya is guided that it is an Kabbalah teacher, is not funny either. Because there is no Tikva X. It doesn't have this identity. It's part of the total mess of water. Even on top of the Kikyan, it's considered as part of the mess of water, of the mind shikar. Unless it is Idiyah. So then he deliberately tried to remove some drops from the gabo. So then it's Akshir, and it acquires its own identity, it revives its identity as a Kibosh HaMashah. The moment it revives its existence as a Tikkush HaMashko, so it's coming again. Because there was no Bidya. Now the question that is raised, how can it be Chizr Niyah when we pass through, we don't say Chizr Niyah? The answer is, we don't say Chizr Niyah where the Bidya took place as a result of the general Bidya. Then there is no Chizr Niyah. But here there was no Bidya in the general. Because in Bitulim Chuba, as Rashi said, I think I'll admit, but another in Bitul, because it lost its identity when it was thrown back, when the people fell out of the Tamil, fell back into the Gabo, so it lost its identity as a Tikkun Shomash, and became incorporated into the mess of the Mayim Shel Karko, Mayim Shel Gabo. So the moment he was itir that Tikkun, deliberately, so the identity is revived. We may let the Tumah is revived. When we say that in Chizr Niyah, if the Tumah of Chad betrayed together, so then we don't say Chizr Niyah. We don't say Chizr Niyah. In other words, let's say, suppose Isser fell with the salad in there, and there was Roveta or Shishimet, so it became that. Then, after the Bittul, so he poured in more Israel, and there is no Shishimet anymore. So we say, we don't say Chizr Niyah, where the Bittul took effect on account of the general din of Bittul, of Chabitrei or Shishim. Somehow, Mashiach, here there was no general dinner. Because in Bittul and Chuvah, but the Bittul here, the Rav, that Nora mentions, means that the moment it fell back, the Tipo X fell back into the Gabo, so then it lost its identity as a Tipo, as an individual Tipo Shomash, and it became incorporated into the total mess of water of the Gabo. So, when he's Madi Adikitya, and he deliberately detaches the Tipo X from the Gabo, so then the identity of the Tipo is revived. So, but it's Olivia. So then he's not Hoshim, and the identity of the Tipo cannot be revived. But why does Hoshim say, even Olivia? So the teacher is still coming because the Shimon is Cheshish. Maybe there is a moment when he picks up the teacher. So he picks up the teacher from the Gabo. So then there are a number of drops on the teacher. Among the drops is the bed, but there are other tipes, other than the beds. So at first, Tipa X and the kikyan is newer, is mixed up with 99, let's say, other things. So the male identity is not revived if it wasn't in the other, if it wasn't in the other. But suppose, after he starts the kikyan, you know, and he shakes off all the drops of water, but one tipo remains that was not shaken. Maybe that one tipo that remained, all the other tipos that were shaken off, so the one tipo that was not shaken off as yet, and remained on the kikyan in isolation, not in a state of mixture and doubtfulness. Maybe the one single tikkur that remained after all the other tikkurs were shaken off happens to be Tiberius. So then, even without it, since it exists in an isolated state by itself, so its identity as a tikkur is divine. But Rav Ritchie, that maybe at one moment all the other tikkurs are shaken off and just tikkur X remains. So maybe they say, in Vaidya, historically, fine. She may be a vain, she be a vain, she be a tommy. Shalimia, she took us a man of vain, he gave me to care that I'm preaching on the possibility that, let's say, after he picked up the care, together with 100 tippets, and one tippet is the best, 99 tippets, another tippets, then after me, so maybe a minute later, 2 minutes later, 3 minutes later, after he shook off the 99 tippets, so that Tibet remains in isolation by itself. So since it's the only Tibet X is the only Tibet on the Kikia, not the world without Tibet, even though it's void, it revives its identity, its original identity. And the name of the thing is Gabo Shenov always said to the island of Ashbetho, not only see the shemen, half of the sheep fall, have the tome, if she yepsha watches, our little two head shemen dying shall come, she not for all God's parents. Yatikon being taught, if the shemen shall come, she not for God's parents, Yatikon being taught. No power of Yahin, the coffer is Yahin Mut. No power of Tzir, in the penalty is Yvatil from Shem and Shetot. Now starts the explanation. Perish. In Pi Akika, Helena. Is in Pi Name Akika, Yehuch Shebo. Mayim Sheboi, there is a mistake, Likabel Tume, in a tipo, in his battle of a tipo, even though the Rashi is Rosh Rebatel, but it doesn't mean the general Pitul Rav. He means, because the general Pitul Rav, as Rashi says, in the Bible of Machiah, because in the Pitul Chuda, he means, the moment falls to the Gabel, doesn't exist as a tipo. How can we say it exists? Can any person in the world pinpoint the delusion of tipo? It's lost. I mean, and even if you use the biggest microscope in the world, you will not be able to pinpoint the delusion of tipo through the ultra microscope. So maybe it loses its identity as a tipo shamash. It only exists as a total mass of water in the cup. That's the difference. It is not what people deliver to him. About his idea, Hochshebu, the Hochshebu Mayu Shebiode, the Kabel Tumo Matipo, the Lemis Batobe, El Adarabe, Nitmu, the Timo Esakike. The Rashim Sova, the Apiloi, the Achtome, which with the Shemo Lipsay, the Shenofu Kolamayim, the Shairo Hatipo, Tipo X, Al Gabi Akika, on isolation, Mitimose. So then the identity is revived, even though it's void. If it doesn't exist on the Kikar in isolation, but the Yehuv in mixture with other 99 tipets, so then without Idiach, without the subjective element, the identity of the of Tipo X, Shomashke is not revived. But if it exists in isolation on the Kikar, all by itself, not mixed with other tipes, so then the identity of the tipo X is revived. Anyway. Gabo Rosh Yochet, Gabi Moshe Rabbi, Hilchem Achalo, Vimri Maintes Gaba Alehen, Vimri Mashkin Tmei. So what does it say? He explained it. גם בו שלא פרוציך יעין מה שכחול, איך נחרו, צוריד דבור, איז דבור טוב לגבו, so everything is considered like water. And if the rock is the yin of Vashur Cholo, so everything is considered like water. Now it's not how conservative this cost is, because these have nothing to do with the qualities. Dim Re Maite is double in the Vashur Cholo. Now, Ako Pishi Kvo. No Falesir Shemen, if oil drops into the gabo, even though we remove the oil from the surface of the gabo, so Arizitomi, if she says, because oil sticks so much to the water that it's impossible, you know, to scoop off the oil. So even if you scoop off, there some droplets of oil will still remain entrenched and immersed in the makeup. Atopi, she calls, she comes to Hashem and is sitting on her mind. Because it's impossible. Now, Yaticha, Chinshem Shokumo, she not all that appears, is Yaticha, Beimutol, and the Mezar will be able to eat the pears. Because once you rinse off the shemen shall come off, so then you wash off all the shemen. So no shemen is left. Only thing is it requires a thorough adoch, because oil sticks to the pears very much. So a superficial adoch will not be enough, but only very thorough adoch coupled with rubbing. Otherwise, some goblets of shemen will remain sticking to the apple, let's say, to the pear. Oh, Yadich Ma'peris v'yuton nizah. Not all Rabbi Yain, not all Rabbi Yain, oisi shemen shokhomo, v'kofo, so oisi yain is mitter, because shemen sticks much more to water and becomes entrenched in water, but not the yayin. So yayin you can, the shemen on top of the yayin you can remove easily, but the shemen on top of the water you cannot remove easily. So not for yayin, this is shemen, how come yayin is shemen more? The kofa shemen the whole of, eisi yayin mutar uzov, uli chayshimam itzel tzuchi shemen. The Shimen Akulikoi, the time the Hanach Rein Bode, the time the Kamaise gave purposes. Now let's learn the Mishneh Gimel here, without Ra. No full mind playing Mishosa Toya Tomei, no full mind playing Mildichu Toya Tomei, no full mind playing of Hitashot Tumo, in Diach Tomei, in Loi Diach Toye. So according to the Rash, now let's see the Rosh. The Rosh also follows this.
Oh, man,
ראשון שרואים שפה, שחוץ רואים, ומתום לי בשיחת פה, נסדם לו לפיו של תואר, לישוס לו, להשאיר שמש כתמאים, פייס סילס התרומו, פייסי לדעות, נשאר לדעות, אבל נתחז לו, ואת הודעת את פייסינו, כתקם במהיר, כל המשקים נזכרתי, ריוסי לסמשקים בפייס, שבוסו אוי סוטי פה לזיך פי, תיבו כל המשקים שבפייס, ניצו שייס ובינס מוק מיית מי, וכן כשאילו את דחותויה, חיישינון לאיזה טיפו שחוזר. ואם לא יביח תוי, תן לבטיסת, אומר את לכם יאירו, ומה אומרים לביח תוי יאירו, מפני שמיים שביגבו עלו ומקבו תומה עד שניסוי שהוא, הביון רובת הירים על התמי, ומה אם ידיח תומי? ובאי זה תומי ידיח, חוכשו המים שבי עודי, ונדירו ונדירו עקיקה, פירוש אפילו כשיד ביום, ונחשב המים נקבל תומי מנעתי פה, אלו נסבט לו ברימת הירים, אבל כשידיח, סודן, יציידדתי סביבי, איזה טיפו שומש, because the moment the tummy put it in the mouth, so the tippe ex acquired a chalishe mashke, shemashke. But then when it fell into the gavo, so its identity was lost, because it didn't exist as a tippe anymore. It only existed as part and parcel of a big mess of water. So, but if it's diach, so then it's achshire. It acquires its identity. That's what the achshire means. But if it's diach buchshire, it becomes hochshire. It has its own identity. V'huchshu amayu shem yodei likabel tumo min ha'tipo v'nitmenu v'itimu ha'kikha. Oy tani mitzvah. רב שימן אמר, ויגיע ולא יגיע חתומי, שאני אמר שטיפס המים, שטיפס מים דמיים נגרתי כיכר, פירש טיפו הדמיון נשארת ואחריו על הכיכר, אחר שיודו, ממנו כל המים הטוירים ותימוסו, That's the Osh. Now, the Raivet has the same shikha as the Rashi Osh. And the Rambam no, except that in respect not for my claim, there is a certain difficulty in the Rambam. We'll see soon. But the Raivet has the same shikha as the Rashi Osh, with one variation. The Raivet says that this din of the Mishneh, that this din of the Mishneh of Shoso Tomei, Shoso Toya Tomei, Shoso Toya is Tomei, and not of Kikya Shotrumo, not of Kikya Shotrumo, so, in diach tome, in lo diach istoyer, applies only to a case where the gabo has a reviz. But suppose the gabo of Shomayim has less than a reviz, then the din of the Mishneh don't apply. So what would be the din in the case of the gabo being less than a reviz? Let's see the Russian of the Rambam. I don't want, even though the Raivet is discussing the Rambam, but I don't want to discuss the Rambam because there won't be any time to discuss the Rambam. We'll just go over certain portions of the Raivet. Because the Raivet Shikha is generally like the Rashi. like the Rashi Rosh, except in regard to his requirement that the Shabbat here has a limit. So let me just go over Rosh Hashanah, because otherwise I'm sure that you all went to what else. Because the Raivet, in order to the Raivet, we have to know what he's referring to. The Rambam, in the Svot, Tumas Ophim, Rok Halev, he says, Mayim Shev Kelim, Nistanim Ben Devotim Ben Shaloi Devotim, Unikamim Eichum Bekelim, Ben Shenof Valim, Devotim Ben Shaloi Devotim. Our mind should be carcoids, can be bears, and my ways, who make a boy machine, the number you saw, in the stamina of the Watson, the stamina of the Watson. Where is the Rash in the Rosh, and the Rai that explained the Mishnahs here? The first two Mishnahs, on the basis of the possibility of the likelihood that a typo X is in his stamina. In the pink of the toilet, or Tipo X is in his dummy in the green toilet, or the mind claiming that the X number of drops mind claim that fell originally into the double. So they want his dummy in the mouth of the toilet, or in the green toilet when he fills up water. So that's why Shosotomi is not. So the Rambam says it's not that we are Hishish. And my Mechuborim can impart to me what is one difference. My Mechushim, my Tishem Sechaki, can be covered to me, can impart to me even without Hotsa. My Mechuborim can only be covered to me with Hotsa. So Mele, according to the Hammer's Pshat and the Mishim, the return of wings from the top, whether he moves by filling up his hands with water, or by bending his mouth and drinking directly from the gabo of his mouth. So he deliberately, Yerotzin, brings his goof, his hands, or his mouth in contact with the Mayim Chabon Shabitabo. So Mele, the Mayim Chabon Shabitabo in total, amikabo. Since the contact is coupled, the contact with the water is coupled to the subjective element of us. So Mele, when the tongue deliberately bent down his mouth and drank and brought his mouth in contact with the Mayim Shemidabo, so the Mayim Shemidabo, right, as a result of in contact with his mouth, the dog's mouth, became contaminated. But even though they became contaminated in total, but they cannot impart to the toyer who drinks, let's say an hour later, drinks more. Or to impart to the green toyer with which he fills up water. Even though the water is coming, but it cannot impart to it. Unless there is a subjective element again, but when the toilet decides to put his mouth, so then there is the element of what? So Mele, so the toilet is imparted from the total mass of water that is contaminated to the toilet, or to the clean toilet, or to the clean toilet. That's how the Rambam explains the Mishnah. My Mishnah came with some being the Rotsman and Shari Rotsman. und dann möchte ich gehen, mich nach allem bewurzen. Even though all the water in the gamble is tomei, but it cannot impart tomei to the kikia. Because the kikia is in contact with that water just accidentally. It's not with his intention. But if the person decides to be madiach hands, now he doesn't explain madiach to decides to release the kikia. But the hands, לפיכך נדיח יודי ואיצי הקיקיה, מיתנו הקיקיה במים של יודו שעריהם בעוד. שעריהם בעוד. Now, I don't want to discuss every point in the Rambam, because my primary purpose is to understand the right. אמר הפועל. אבל רוצים זה המחשבה, חשבון של ליבת הדרי. מה זה תמי? זה מחשבה, זה סובייקטי באומן. גיבס חשיבס, to keep X, so that its identity should be revived. ומה שאומרו אם להדיח תואר, כבר פירשו בתיסקטה, מפני שהמים שבגבו, מקבל נטומי עד שניסריש, וכששוסר הטומי, וחוז בו המים שנוגו בפיו מקבו, אבו פי שנטמי, והטומי, in other words, it doesn't become, the tumi is not poka, as a result of the general din of people. רוב ההתאים שלו ניסו להדמיים שחוז בו שום, הוא בוטו. What does it mean? It becomes bottle because it loses its TPX loses its identity as a Kibushal Mashiach. While it was in the mouth, in the clitoris, it had an identity as a Kibushal Mashiach. But when it falls back again into the Gabo, it becomes divested of its identity as a Kibushal Mashiach. Then it becomes incorporated into the mass of water in the Gabo. It doesn't exist as a tipo, shalmash. In other words, to mention a very accurate analogy, it's like the existence of an individual in the fascist state, let's say it's not a fascist, So the individual does not exist as an individual. That the every individual in Soviet Russia is part and parcel of a gigantic state. He doesn't have any existence as an identity. He doesn't have any rights, nothing. So when people X is thrown back into the Gabo, it loses its identity as a Tibetan Russian. It's not Tibetan Russian. It becomes incorporated into the mess of water in the Gabo. So maybe it's atomic. What stone? The Tibetan Russian stone. Where is the Tibetan Russian? You pinpoint the Tibetan Russian. You bring a big microscope and you try to look to the microscope and identify that it's a mask. You couldn't do it. The biggest scientist in the world would be able to identify. Kashmai is dying, but it's lost. The identity of the Tibetan mask is lost in the big mass of water on the mind chakra. So he says, Uboto, Elo, Ukshesosa, Hatome, the Hosma, Mayim, Shinobi, Pit, Nigato, when he deliberately removed certain tickets and possibly TPX among them from the government on the surface of the kitchen. But if it's not a diach, even though it's removed, TPX is possibly removed from the gabo, it still is considered as part and parcel of the big mess of water in the gabo. You'll say, but it's detached from the... So I'll ask you, what about a wave that breaks while it rises? It's detached from the sea. It's still considered as part of the sea. So the drop that was detached from the gabo that is on top of the kikar, it's not in the act, is still considered not as a tipo by itself, but as part of the mess of the water of the gabo. Elohim came hoshve mitosh, that's the nuskha has. If you hope, in the avans yodei, we are kita shumata, having hukh shevo tu, Kelina Nashibu Pitosh. The need me you Nashibu Pitosh. What do you mean Nashibu Pitosh? It reacquires, it revives its identity. The original identity it had in the mouth of the Tome, let's say an hour ago, 2 hours ago, 5 hours ago. The need me you Nishia Satome. The Time is a kicker. Shai Hamkubogan Atmo. So it acquired its identity, its existence as a tikkun shel mashmah. Only ulfichoch neil hatomi l'tamei es hakikar v'lo yidiach toyer shel batel b'rov lo nechshev u'ma she'omru she'ilei agavo mikavutum ad shlish l'shu דווקא שיש בהם רביס כאילו מהם מת מחתים צנרס ואף על פי שהם תירים עם חובר אבל הם מתחיירים מים מטמאים והשוקים עד שהגיעו שום הבוי מסון מיק ושול לפי חכמים שנזרו בהם שנזחשו ירזרו לתומוסון זוי הנוכל Zuni Hanochel Etzel. So in other words, the Haibachiki is like the Rash, with one difference. Because the Rash doesn't mention that prerequisite, that there is a release. Because the Rashiki is, the Rash and the Roshiki is, whether it has a release or it has less than a release. It has less than a release. So, Man Shebikarke, cannot be considered a stone. Mayim shebikarke cannot be considered a stone. Why? Because only mashke can be considered a stone. Mayim shebikarke is mufke of mashke. Mayim shebikarke. What can have a chalishe mashke? Mayim became. Because it's only the tashkishot. The manchen Tag ist man drinnen, wie das nicht oder, sondern mehrere ins Mufke auf der Schemaschke, so ins Gernten Kantone, so Type X, wenn die Strom back into the Gabo, even if the Gabo is less than it is, so the Schemaschke is born. According to the Reibet, manchen Tag, if it's less than it is, I'm not Mufke of the Schemaschke. Mein Kehle ist nach dem Fisch, mein Kehle ist immer in fantastisch Ordnung. So mein Schreckhack ist auch so immer in Fantastisch. What do you do with mein Schreckhack? Usually. You wash, you fill up, you take pails of water, and you fill up the pails, you take pails, and you fill up the pails with the water from the Gabon, and then you use it in washing. I mean, it all kind of fashion. So my Shebikarke is not Mufke of Mashke either. Only if it has a Chalecha Mikve. So if it has a Rebiz, so it has a Chalecha Mikve, it has an entire Kehle. So maybe it's Mufke of Shemashke. Because Mikve is able to tire, entire Tumme, not for Tashmishor. For Tashmishor. Al-Bidin, even though people don't dedicate it, you know, for frontal scale. But of the din, if it has a shemitre, is so it's mufke of mashke. Mitre is mufke of mashke. But mchuve are not mitre, is not even mufke of mashke. That's the only difference between the Reibet shke. So he says, I will entire mind to me mashoke, and she knew shom avon so mitre shom. The tichoch at mum she is avon, she is kashtu. Yazu into Moshe, because the identity is revived. The Zuni Hanochein Exit. That will be enough. Okay. Now, next year will be Friday morning. Now, we are. So, you should go over the Adam Schneis in the first day. Adam Schneis in the first day. Adam Schneis. I'm not saying that on Friday I'll come to prosperity, but you should go.